Let me go to John DeCoste, because, John, people come out and they demand that you sing. And I thought, since we're live at Egg Harbor Cafe, maybe you had one of your catchy numbers, as we used to say during the Rat Pack days.
Yes, I do have a question. Though. The Egg Harbor Hotel, is that only open from 6:30 to 2?
Oh, the new hotel they're putting
up? The new hotel, the Egg Harbor Hotel?
That'd be interesting, a breakfast hotel.
Breakfast hotel only open up for, you know.
So you'd have to check out every morning at 11 or every afternoon at 2?
No, actually, you'd have to check out like 10 because they need time to clean. So you could stay from 5:30 to 10.
I got
to
say, it's not the best business idea I've ever heard.
I'm going with it. I'm invested a lot of my money into it.
Here's what we'd like you to do. We'd like you to sing to the people here. Do you have something that you've
written? I do. I just wrote this. This is for Egg Harbor.
This is the Egg Harbor Cafe song.
That's right.
As we do the Allstate Hometown Voices tour, whenever you're ready.
Can we get the music? How beautiful. And this, please, everybody try not to cry. I have had a breakfast bar, or breakfast in my car. Wonder what's best right now so far. I can tell you all one thing, who wins the big brass ring? It made me write this song to sing. The only place I enjoy is Egg Harbor. The only place to start the day that I adore. On whose bacon stands alone of all the places I have gone, it's Egg Harbor. I just want to thank Dave for staring at me and laughing.
You know,
that's also available on my honeymoon night CD.
That was a weirdly sentimental kind of.
I thought it was beautiful. Steve,
I expected you to go down the road of, you know, syrup and various other things, but you kept that pretty much seriously sweet.
Yeah, because they're actually going to use this. This is across the country now.
So this is an audition?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're going to use this. My backup singers were phenomenal earlier. I want to give them a hand.
Which one's Beyonce?
Beyonce is right here. That's Beyonce.
That's Beyonce?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she's
okay,
taught them how to put her finger on a ring on it. Whatever.
That came so close to trouble, didn't it? That was so close to a meeting. That was unbelievable.
Backup singers / groupies.
Yes, that's exactly what they are. We'll take a break. Come back. Get your big story coming up. We're live at Egg Harbor Cafe. How about a hand for John? Okay, that's enough. More in a moment on 720 WGN. Listen, there was a story that broke this morning that at the Philadelphia Auto Show, they are auctioning off for charity the Pope Mobile. This is one of the Fiat LSs.
Jimmy's going to buy it.
I had the opening bid at $231. Can you beat that?
I'll let it go.
$232 from Jimmy DeCastro. That is your new high bid. But this is amazing. We're talking to some of the great listeners that are out here today. Give yourselves a round of applause for showing up here at Egg Harbor Cafe. And it turns out one of the people here is the director of the motor pool at the Vatican. Sir, what is your name?
That's what they call me, Mario Chacasario Papanan.
Mario Chacasario Papanan?
No. Mario Trecosanero Papanan.
Mario Chacasanero.
Okay, I'm going to say it again. I don't know why you do this to me.
All right, so it's Mario.
I flew in the first time in the Philadelphia ever. I got into the old Henry.
O'Hare,
I come out
O'Hare.
To here. They kicked me to Naplesville. I come out then I say here. I love this place. Okay. I come to the harbor by the egg. Bingo, bango, it's a good.
You understand you're not in Philadelphia.
I love Philadelphia. This is beautiful. It's not like Chicago.
All right, you're at the Egg Harbor Cafe in Naperville, the newest suburb to Philadelphia.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, so again, it's Mario.
Yeah.
Chacasanero.
Okay.
What's the last name?
Yeah. Papanana.
Papanana.
How difficult is that? Papanama. P-A-P-P-A, Nana.
All right, so as the director of the Vatican Motor Pool, were you aware that the Pope Mobile was going to be auctioned off?
I knew it was going to be auctioned off. We got a new car. We got the Pope Volta. That's a new one.
You got the Pope Volt?
We got the Papa Volta.
So the Pope has an electric car.
Got an electric car. No bubble.
No bubble.
He's got no bubble.
There's no bubble.
There's no bubble on the new Papa Volta.
Is there much room inside?
Yes, about for two peoples.
Two peoples.
You can put the two popes in there.
Well, but you only need one.
You got to double the popes
if
you want.
No, there's only one pope.
When you see the white smoke, then the one clears, it's a two popes.
No. We only have one pope.
No, you can have as many as two popes at any time. We stretch it out. You never know. There could be changes.
Is there a backup pope, like a stunt pope?
Yes, there is a backup pope. He's a reserve pope.
I did not know we had a reserve pope.
Reserve pope.
So where will the money go that's raised from the auction?
He's going to go buy a pope scooter.
No.
He also got to get a pope balloon. No. Pope balloon is good.
A hovercraft?
The hovercraft. Yeah. Got pope hovercraft.
How about a pope blimp?
No, those went out a long time ago. Right. Everything's a thing back in the New York at 31. Bad.
No.
It's a bad. You can't do that. Well, also, we got a new thing, a punka pie. Two kinds of punka pie.
A pope pie?
Pope pumpkin pie. He put in all the stores now.
Pope pumpkin pie.
Pope punka pie.
Oh, I did not know that.
You so have two popes in the bubble, get a punka pie.
So it's a signature item from the Vatican.
Oh, it's going to be like hotcakes. Oh, hotcakes. Pope hotcakes.
So Pope hotcakes as well. All right, so in summation, you're fine with the fact that the Pope is selling his car.
Yeah, so what they're going to do is they're going to turn it upside down.
Yeah.
They're going to turn it into like an aquarium.
No.
It's going to be the places where you can go see the fishies.
No, I don't think that's true.
Could you put a porpoise in there?
Could you put a porpoise?
You're
going to
put a porpoise in there? That'd be good. That's a good one, David.
Did you mention to David you don't need his help writing this?
I don't. It's okay, but thank you, David. I'm going to help you with sports in about 2 seconds.
Where to see that?
All right, so Mario.
Trecosia. It's like Trecosi.
How can I actually know your name when you're changing it every time you say it?
That's what I do to fool you, Papa Nana.
Okay. All right. So the Pope mobile will be auctioned off. I'm being told that the Pope may get a hoverboard.
He's going to get a hoverboard. We talk about that.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Was that on this show?
It was. That happened like 5 seconds ago. But thanks for listening.
He did mention that.
How tight is that hat right now?
I didn't
now?
Hear a thing.
I think I said hovercraft.
Hovercraft? That doesn't matter. It's a hover.
Yeah.
It could be a Hoover. We're going to go pop a vacuum cleaner next.
Let me tell you something. If I sneeze, this could fly off and kill everybody in this room.
I know. That's why we're taking it very gentle with you.
I'd like to thank you for coming in here to the suburb of Philadelphia, Naperville.
I love Philadelphia. It's beautiful.
I hope you enjoy the Philadelphia Auto Show.
And I love the Harbor of the Egg.
The Harbor of the Egg. Here, the Egg Harbor. And a harbor filled with egg. Thank you. I hope you have a nice trip.
Thank you so much. You're going back now.
And what is the name one more time?
It's so easy. It's Mario Chacanacero. Papa Nana.
Papa Nana.
Papa Nana. Papa Nana. Look at that. Even David get that one.
Is he Greek?
How do you know my name?
I don't want to
We're
even
back
ask
after
him
this
that.
On 720 WGN.